Hey, I'm Tina, and you're listening to This Ugly Beauty Business. Everywhere you look, coaches, consultants, motivational speakers, and educators in our industry are peddling the lie that anyone can be successful if you buy their books and DVDs, if you commit to their 8-month coaching program, if you enroll in their webinar series, if you join their mastermind community. I tend to be criticized for taking a more rational, realistic approach. Instead of pushing and profiting from the absurd concept of guaranteed success, I encourage professionals and salon owners to understand that even the best laid plans sometimes fall through. Nothing, especially success, can be guaranteed. Foolproof plans don't exist, and anyone who tells you otherwise needs a reality check. We should accept responsibility for the roles we play in our own failures, but should not allow others to make us feel as if every one of those random, inevitable failures were somehow foreseeable or preventable. Not every failure you experience will be your fault. Those who preach the guaranteed success gospel have the luxury of pointing at the failures of others and claiming, with complete conviction, this would not have happened to you if your problem would have been resolved if you could have prevented this if. Nobody can tell the future, not even these supremely uninformed elitists. No matter what inflated title they've bestowed upon themselves, experts, gurus, and masterminds of all kinds have no room to shame anyone, unless that person they're shaming happens to be someone they've personally guided who chose to disregard their advice. And even then, they can only speculate as to how the failure could have been avoided. Speculating and determining a list of potential solutions can be a valuable exercise that could help you prevent future mistakes, but to claim your success was a certainty if only you had done something differently is absurd. People selling this narrative, both literally and figuratively, keep crawling out of the woodwork and poisoning our industry, deluding people into believing success can be packaged and sold like a commodity when it most certainly cannot. As an industry, we're having a hard enough time staffing our businesses and convincing the next generation that the careers we have to offer are viable, long-term opportunities. We can't allow this bad information to continue to circulate, nor can we allow these amateur wannabe coaches to poison our profession to line their own pockets. If you happen to see this idiocy playing out in classrooms, conference venues, networking groups, or trade shows, please speak out. Don't allow others to ruin this business. In your own communications with other professionals, strive to be encouraging, supportive, and constructive. We can't afford to allow others to drive a wedge between us for their own benefit. If you like this episode, you might also like the articles that I've linked in the show notes. How to Progress After a Negative Experience is written to help you move on in the most productive, least traumatizing way possible. And Why You Should Quit will teach you all about loss aversion, the sunk cost fallacy, and why persistence isn't always a virtue. But what about you? Have you been victim blamed or failure shamed? How did it happen and how did it affect you? Have you ever been guilty of promoting damaging and overly simplistic business advice? Tell me about it in the comments. Until next time, I hope you have a great week.